Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Over the last few years of being in the credit repair industry, I pretty much came across the same exact situation that a lot of people have issues with when it comes to improving their credit scores. A lot of people have bad credit, you know, of course, due to credit cards and late payments on an auto loan, or they miss a payment on their mortgage loan, whatever the case is. But one thing that 90% of these people have in common is late payment history on student loans. Okay, so in this episode, I want to talk, or maybe reach the younger audience that we may have at Sturgis Credit Repair, or those who are tuned in into the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group or the podcast platforms. I want to tune in and target the younger audience, or maybe if some of you guys are parents and y'all have kids who are, you know, going into high school, about to graduate, or maybe you guys have kids that's old enough who are now in college. I want to reach those type of people to go over how to build your credit and how to take care of your credit history while you are in, you know, in college, or at least have kids that's in college as we speak now. Okay, because one thing that I see every single day is people graduating college and they get a wonderful degree, you know, they aced everything in school, but when it comes to finances, you know, these people graduate at what, 21, 22 years old, and here they are still to this day in their 30s, and they still have negative information reporting on their student loan accounts that they're still paying on today. And it's preventing them from having good credit scores. It's preventing them from getting approved for a car, getting approved for a house, whatever the case is. Okay, so here at the or on the It Pays to Have Good Credit platform, of course, our main goal isn't to make people improve their credit score so they can buy a car or get in a bunch of unnecessary consumer debt. You know, our goal is to help people improve their scores, purchase real estate, purchase investments, you know, buy your first home. That is the, you know, not the easiest way to be successful in the long term, but it is one way to get away from a monthly payment, is buying your first home, making a plan with you and your spouse, or if it's just you, you know, making a plan to get out of your mortgage, pay it off, and then you can live mortgage free or debt free, you know, 20 years from now, or 15 years from now, maybe 10 years from now if you're lucky. Okay, so that's our main goal with, you know, helping people improve their credit scores, is so they can make those type of investments in themselves. You know, one of the main ways that a lot of people get successful in life is, you know, potentially investing in some type of real estate, you know, regardless if it's just your first real estate purchase, like a house, or maybe you want to use credit to invest in rental properties, Airbnbs, things like that, you know. So but before we get into that, a lot of people have issues with student loans, and before I go over how to build credit while you're in college and to avoid missing payments on student loans, I kind of want to go over some things I did in my personal life during the years that I did, you know, attempt to go to college at least. So let's talk about it. Okay, so when I went to college, right, you know, of course, me being in my teenager years, I graduated high school at 17 years old, went into college at 17 or 18, whatever it was, you know, I forgot the age exactly, but I was a teenager or a young adult at that time. I pretty much had no idea what, you know, anything, you know, that was important dealing with finances. I didn't know anything about finances or anything that was important about taking care of my finances. I just know I went to school, I worked a part-time job. I didn't have any credit cards. Luckily, I didn't take out any student loans, which is what I'm about to get into here. But one thing I was very grateful for, I didn't have any type of student grants or scholarships or anything like that to pay for my classes and pay for my tuition. So therefore, I had to work a part-time summer job every year or every semester so I can save up money to pay for my classes and pay for my tuition. So the American dream sells you on graduating high school, going to college, and graduating in 4 years. I think that's a little bit insane, because look at it from a business standpoint. 50% of business owners fail within the first 5 years of business. You know, majority of that is due to cash flow reasons. The other half is due to just knowledge or trial and error. Okay. And what I mean by that is your first 5 years in business, you're still in the early stage. You know, you're not going to be, you know, big balling, or you're not going to be the best at what you are until, you know, at least have 10 to 15 years under your belt, sometimes 20 to 25 years. You know, you're not going to be the biggest until then. So when I hear, you know, trying to learn and graduate college within 4 years, and you think you're going to be successful or have a chance at getting some type of great position at a job or a company, yeah, it's possible. But, you know, 4 years in my head, that is such a short time. And, you know, to me, it's not a full investment in yourself. You know, you should never try and think you should automatically try to finish something in 4 years and you're going to be the best at it, and you can just graduate college in 4 years and just go right into a job or whatever the case is, and your life is going to be better just from day one of graduating college in 4 years. Okay. So what I mean by that is, don't think you have to go to college and finish in 4 years, especially if you don't have scholarships, especially if you don't have student grants. Okay. So if you are paying out of pocket, the very first issue with people messing up their credit in school is following the American dream, getting 5 to 6 classes each semester. And that's costing thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, to where you have to get a student loan to pay for this tuition and pay for these classes that you're taking. What I did was, like I said, luckily I wasn't educated enough about credit or finances when I was 17, 18 years old. And, you know, I didn't know that I can get a loan to pay for my classes, because if I did, I would have definitely applied for it and made that mistake. But luckily, my mindset was pay everything cash. Okay. That was just my mindset. So what I did was I worked my part-time job, and I think at the end of the summer, I saved up $3,000, or, you know, it wasn't much, but that $3,000 was all I had to go towards school, you know, outside of my extra expenses that I, you know, gas, food, and stuff like that. So that $3,000 paid for tuition, and it paid for me to take about 3 classes per semester. Okay. So realistically, that probably would have taken me 6 to 7 years to graduate versus the 4 years. So look at it this way. You go to school at 17, 18 years old, you go to college, and it takes you 7 years to finish versus 4, you're still going to be in your early to mid 20s. That is basically so young when it comes to life, because even most business owners don't really start a, you know, successful business, starting a successful business, until they're in their 30s. You know, they may be 40 plus years old by the time they're truly good at what they're at. You know, they have a team, they built a wonderful team, they ran through the ups and downs of business, you know, for a whole decade. They've educated themselves, they learned more, they learned from what they messed up at. You know, a lot of that stuff can take 10 plus years building a company to be successful. And a lot of times that doesn't click in people's head until they're around 30 or in their 30s. And then by the time they take 10 years to invest in themselves and invest back into their business, they're in their 40s. So, like I said, guys, like a lot of people hear, oh, wow, you didn't graduate in 4 years. You're going to be in school 7 years, 8 years, 10 years. At the end of the day, you started college when you were a teenager or a young adult. You're going to be in your 20s when you're done if you just pay everything cash. Okay. So don't go out and take the student loans. That's what I'm getting at for those who are in college. Stay away from the student loans, because that's the biggest mistake that I see people do. Because I see hundreds of credit reports a day. So that's the biggest mistake I see people do, because you take out these loans when you're 18 years old, 19 years old. And then when you're 25, you're still young. You still don't have the mindset that credit is important whenever you get in your 30s or whenever you get to build, you know, a home or you know, grow a family. I think a new study just came out that years ago, the average homeowner was, I believe, 28 years old. Now it's like 34, maybe 37, something like that. So it's not going to be, guys, until you're probably in your 30s that you're going to be done renting. You're going to have a family. You're going to try to, you know, get a nice home and start a new life, whatever the case is. So don't focus on trying to graduate in 4 years, or you don't have the money to pay for all your classes right now. Parents, if you're listening to this, you don't have to force your kids to graduate college within 4 years or within 6 years or whatever the case is. If it takes 8 years and, you know, you're helping them pay for certain classes, or they're putting money aside and they can pay for two classes a semester and you can help them out with one, do it. You know, stay away from the student loans. Okay, so that's the biggest thing that I advise a lot of people who are in college right now, is to stay away from those student loans. Okay, now realistically, when it comes to building credit, parents, what you can do, and you've probably heard this a lot of, you know, a lot of times, is adding your kids as authorized users and not letting them get access to the credit card. So what you can do is, if you have a credit card and the balance is paid every month and you're not making a minimum payment and you're not missing payment, because if you are missing payments, then you're going to mess up their credit if you add them as an authorized user. But add them as an authorized user. Do not give them access to the credit card. Keep the credit card. Do not give it to a young adult who's 18, 19 years old and they're trying to go to the mall every single day. Don't do it, okay? Just let it report to their credit the entire time they're in college, okay? That information that you add them as, that information is going to report to their credit reports, and it's going to build their credit month by month by month, okay? Authorized user. Students who are in college right now, if you don't have a parent who can add you as an authorized user on their credit cards, you yourself can apply for a secured credit card. You probably won't have the credit scores to get a unsecured card, which means you just apply for a card and the bank just give it to you for free. You will have to use your own money as collateral, which is a secured credit card. So you would give the bank $200 and they would give you a $200 credit card. So it's no risk to them. I want you to do that. If you don't know where to get one, you can find one on our website at sturgiscreditrepair.com and go to our credit building products page. We have a secure credit card on our website that we recommend you guys get. It does not require you to add a hard inquiry to your credit report. So, you know, you can apply for it. It has no effect on your credit. There's no minimum score required. So it should be a pretty automatic approval for you guys. So that's one thing I do recommend. And like I said, I recommend that because it doesn't cost you anything to not use the card. You can apply for it, leave it at zero every month, and it still reports. If you do choose to use the card, only use it for like gas or snacks or a lunch break or something like that. Things that you know you can pay back within 30 days. Do not leave a balance on there. And do not make the minimum payment, because if you do, you're going to be charged credit card interest, which is high. Okay, that's how you mess up. So get the card. I'm not telling you to get a credit card and use it. I'm telling you to get it, let it report to your credit as a revolving account, and just make sure the balance is zero every single month and it doesn't cost you anything. Okay, now the secure credit card that I talked about, I just said that it costs you, I don't know, $200 to open up. It is a refundable $200. Okay, first of all, they're giving you the credit card for $200, so you have it, but it's in plastic. Okay, secondly, it's a refundable deposit. Some banks, they refund it within 6 months to a year. Some banks, they hold it until you decide to cancel the account. It's just a deposit. That's all it is. It's just a deposit, so you're no longer considered a high risk, and the bank keeps your money while they give you their money. Okay, the third thing that you could do is also go to our credit building products page on SturgisCreditRepair.com, and you will see these type of credit builder loan accounts. This is something else that I recommend, guys. These loan accounts, you pay like $15 or $20 a month, and that payment amount reports to your credit report. And here's the thing, the money that you're investing every month goes into a locked savings account. So when you cancel the account, or whenever you complete the terms that you select, the money goes back to you. It's just going into a locked account. So it's like a secured loan. So instead of a regular loan where you get the money up front after you apply for it and then you pay it back, the secured loan is backwards. You're paying a monthly payment. The money goes into a locked savings account. So therefore, you're kind of saving money. So it's a secured loan. So it's a loan on the back end. Okay, so it's a risk-free loan for the creditor. So we have a few of those that's on our website. One is through a company called Self, which is the blue app in your app store. If you go to your app store and type in S-E-L-F, Self, credit builder loan, it should pop up. And then we also have something else on our website called Credit Strong. They're similar to Self, where you pay a monthly payment, it goes into a locked savings account, it reports to your credit, and the money goes back to you if you decide to cancel. I do not advise you to purposely go out and get anything else, such as a personal loan or anything crazy like that, that you have to finance, because I don't believe in getting in debt just to build credit. Everything that I just recommended in this episode here are things that cost you no money, okay, as far as a monthly debt, because everything that I just stated, you can cancel it for free. The credit builder loan, if you make one payment and you don't want to do it anymore because you lost your job, or your bills or you know, making your paychecks tight, you can cancel it, and whatever you invested goes back to you, and you don't have a monthly contract that you have to do every single month, like a personal loan or a car loan and things like that. The secure credit card, even though if you don't spend anything, your monthly payment is zero, but if you don't want the card anymore, you can cancel it and the bank will give you your $200 back. So everything that I recommended in this episode for you to do while you're in college to build your credit scores is literally risk-free to you. It doesn't cost you anything. And if you get in a bind financially, you can cancel it and no longer have to make any sort of payment on these types of accounts. Anything else outside of that, I do not recommend it, because it's going to put you in a bind. When rough times hit, you're screwed, okay? So these are safe accounts that I advise anyone in college to do to build their credit. So 5-6 years, once they graduate college and they get a job and they move, they relocate, they possibly do not have to rent an apartment, they can get a mortgage loan and start working on their future financial success on paying off their mortgage, living without a mortgage, living debt-free, and then they can then invest their monthly income into more assets, okay? So that's what the whole idea with this episode here is, to educate those people. Stay away from the student loans. You don't have to graduate college in 4 years. Pay cash for your college classes. Get a part-time job. If you have to take 2 classes a semester, take it. You know, you do not have to graduate in 4 years, graduate college 4 years after you graduated high school at the age of 17 or 18 years old. Okay. You don't have to finish college until, you know, honestly, your brain matures enough. You really don't have to finish until you're like 25 to 30, to be honest with you. You know, even if you started college at the age of 20 or at the age of 25, you know, you're still young by the time you get to the age of 30. You know, a lot of people mess up in life in their mid-30s and they don't turn themselves around until their late 30s, early 40s. So guys, you know, like I said, college is set up for you to go to straight after high school while you're a teenager. And by the time you graduate high school, your brain still is not matured enough to comprehend life. So, you know, this episode was one, teaching you, you don't have to rush through college. Number two, you need to stay away from the student loans. And three, there are ways to build credit that do not put you in monthly debt and that does not put you in a risk of screwing up your finances in the future. And that's all for this episode.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.